Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can click on our website, listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network on this Thursday morning. It's March 7th. And isn't the day just starting off beautifully already? Temperatures are wonderful. The sun is shining. And you're probably just getting your morning started. Your work day, your school day. As always, we like to remind you to please slow down. Get there safely. Stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school crossing zones. I say it every single morning because there's always something crazy happening in the mornings. We're all in a hurry to make sure that we get ourselves and our kids there on time. But you know what? Time is something we're going to be talking about this morning because I think that every single person at some point in their day, in their life, in their week, in their month has issues with time management. And you know what? As I say this every single morning, it's given me pause that maybe we need to get some solutions about how to get better on time. So we're going to be talking about that plus a lot more. But this morning and right now, please stay engaged. Please make sure that you have given yourself enough time to get there safely. Slow down, especially through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And those school buses help our bus drivers out by simply just giving them a break. They'll appreciate it. Let me just remind you that if and when you want to connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our offices. We're located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302. You can once again go to our website. It's always available 24/7 at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website. You can go to our contact form. You can send us a message right there. You can also see what's going on, what's coming up. Y'all, we've got some incredible, incredible people coming up. I don't know if you remembered or not, but this month is Women's History Month, and we are celebrating and working on some phenomenal, phenomenal women for this month. And every month, we look at it as a month, a week, a day to celebrate people who are doing absolutely extraordinary things. And we love to tell those stories because, as I always say, each story gives life to the next story. And in the contact form, you can send us messages. You can send us information about your books. We're getting books right now from all across the country. We love that. And we try to take the opportunity to field all of those books as much as we can. And if you don't want to reach out to us via our website or at our offices, you can always simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Y'all, it's Thursday. Can you believe the week is winding down already? Well, yeah, we're about to wrap up another week. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick time out, but we'll be back with more right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana. A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:46. Today is Thursday, March 7th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish for all of your insurance needs, home, auto, life, any questions, any updates, anything you need to add. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is right on point. The number to phone, 318-487-1881 Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to www.hixonhasit.com. Now, if you're just joining this morning's show, lots to talk about this morning. And one of the main things that we're going to be talking about is time and time management. Many of us, many of us have those issues every single day. And you hear me say every single morning, if you're connected to Team OPT, you hear me ask you to slow down. You hear me ask you to stay engaged. And I know it's tough when you're running behind. It is tough for every single person. Like this morning, we get to school to drop Deuce Christmas off, and there's never a line. But this morning, there was a line. And I'm going to tell you, as sure as there is a line, there is some kid that doesn't have all their stuff together, and it takes them what seems like forever to get out of the car. And it just makes you a little bit, it makes me a little bit antsy. And I know it probably makes you feel the same way. We do a live show, so we've got to be here. And I know that people have to get to work on time. And so really, what that is an indicator of is that we haven't given ourselves enough time. And I realize that, and I say it every single morning. And so what I want to do is really help us all to get better with time management. I have talked to people that have said, you know what, Carlette, I don't care what I do. I don't care how early I get started, I am just chronically late. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to bring an expert in that has done lots and lots of research on the subject. But before we do that, I want to switch gears, DC, just a little bit. It's sports season. It seems like for parents and kids, it's never ending. All year round, it seems like we're doing something with sports and athletics. And as we are now transitioning or have transitioned into baseball season, and I just want to add this caveat, it's just way too cold right now for me for baseball season. It is cold out there, and so I like to wrap up really good. I just wanted to say that. But as we talk about sports, I love to see the kids become more active, and I read this article, and it just really touched my heart, and I wanted to share it with you in case your kids are not active. It was an article about a young man, a junior high school student, who was 400 pounds as a junior high school student. And he went to the doctor, and they said that he would not be able to play because he was obese. He wouldn't be able to play football. His name is Kevin, and he was morbidly obese, and he was having breathing problems. And so he went to the doctor, and the doctor checks him out, and he's saying, you know, in order for him to get clearance, you know, usually, especially in football, the bigger the kid, the better. Well, the doctor told him, in order for him to get clearance, he was going to have to do some things to get healthy, and that meant starting with losing weight. And so Kevin had steadily been putting on weight since middle school, and now he had to watch as his friends played football without him. He said he felt really, really badly, and he felt like his friends were always asking him to join in, but he always had to say no. So what he did was he started to change his eating. He started to change the nutritional value of what was going into his body. He started using more controlled portions, eating healthier, and soon he started to lose weight. Well, long story short, he lost 180 pounds. And I thought, what an incredible story, because there are a lot of parents with kids who experts and doctors would say they're obese. And I was saying, you know, as I watch the kids play, and you can see that some of the kids are overweight, and that if they didn't have some kind of activity and some kind of sports, that they would be even larger than what they are. And so as parents, even though it's cold and we have to sacrifice to take our kids to practice and the late games and getting home in the evenings, you know, I think it's a sacrifice that we have to make to help to keep our kids active. And that activity will help them to trim down and hopefully we as parents will start creating an environment of a healthier atmosphere at home, eating better meals, eating together, eating better portions, smaller portions. And it all starts with the tone that we set at home. And what we have done as a team is we have reached out to the White House. And if you listen to the show at all, you know that we had senior advisor Valerie Jarrett on point, and we also had the Surgeon General on point. And so we collectively now have White House clearance, and we really, really want to get a spokesperson, hopefully the First Lady, to talk about her initiative in Let's Move, because it is critically important, especially in our states, the states that we listen to, that we're located in the South. We are very, very high on the list of obesity, not only as adults, but our children as well. And so as we were looking at this article and we take a look at what we see out on the football field and on the baseball field, and we see surrounding our kids, we see a lot of kids that are really overweight. And were it not for these activities, our kids would probably be even larger. And so we have all got to make a collective effort to get our kids moving. And when I saw this article about Kevin, who was 400 pounds as a junior high school kid, you know, you got to imagine, you can only imagine how tough that was for him and how tough that was for his parents. And we know that kids are not very nice sometimes. And so it's a lot to deal with, but we have to be the tone setters, especially moms in the family, because we are the people who go out and do the grocery shopping. We prepare the meals. And we are really just those proverbial cheerleaders in our family, cheering our kids on. And so it's just fruit for thought this morning that we would start to think differently about some of the things that we're doing at home. And then as we started working on the next stories that are coming up in obesity in our kids, and all of the adult illnesses like diabetes and hypertension that our kids are getting, we started saying, well, my goodness, it's a mindset, it's generational, and we have passed these eating habits and these things down to our kids from generation to generation. And I know in our own family, you know, when we talk about having mustard greens without cornbread, it's almost like a slap in the face. And so as we are working on that in our own family, at our own house, we just started saying, you know what, we're just going to have to throw down the gauntlet, and we're going to have to clean out our pantries once again. And the operative statement, don't quit, no matter how many times you've tried and fallen off, don't quit. You just do it again. You clean out your pantries yet again, and you set a different tone. And I believe that once everybody is on the same path, once there is cohesiveness in the family and we're all doing this together, even with the kids. And you know what? Our kids can't have junk if we don't bring it into the house. They can't eat it if we don't bring it into the house. And when you're grocery shopping, you will see people with just buggies that are just overflowing with things that we know are going to not only make our kids obese, but they're going to make us gain weight as well. And a lot of times we do that because we want our kids to have all of these things that they see on TV. We want them to have things that taste good. But after seeing this article about Kevin being 400 pounds in junior high school, you just know that if something wouldn't have given, if he didn't want to get out and be active like other kids, he was going to just live a life of getting larger and larger. And so it is the change that we all have to make. And the change has to start with us. And I think it has to start with moms. We have to set the tone. Y'all, it's Thursday. You're on point. We're going to take a time out, but we're back right after this.
your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you were with us at the top of the show, we talked about lateness and how that affects each and every one of us. And I said this about a week or so ago, that an estimated 15 to 20% of the U.S. population has trouble getting to where they're going on time. And this tardiness, this lateness, costs American businesses more than $3 billion each year in lost productivity. And so here to talk about this very important subject is Diana DeLonzer. She's the author of Never Be Late Again, 7 Cures for the Punctually Challenged. Diana, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And so, Diana, when we were talking off the air, I said, what was the catalyst for you writing this book? And you said what?
Well, I had been late all my life since I was a small child, and I was suspended 3 times in junior high school for tardiness, and I had been late for weddings and funerals and everything in between. I hated being late, and I tried so many times to overcome it. And it wasn't until one New Year's Eve, my husband said, my resolution had been I was never going to be late again. And he said, just give yourself 15 minutes extra time to get ready in the morning. And I realized I could get up at 6 or 5:30, and I'd still be late for work at 9. Mm-hmm. So that was the first time I really started thinking that there might be something more to this, something more than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's when I started investigating.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say. And then you started researching it.
I did. I started researching, and I realized that there was really nothing out there, or very little out there, about chronic lateness. There were a couple of studies dating back to the 70s and the 50s. So what I decided to do was to conduct a study in conjunction with San Francisco State University,
mm-hmm.
and we studied the differences in personality characteristics and attitudes and habits between chronically late people and timely people.
And what were those differences?
Well, one of the things that we found is that, like me, most chronically late people really disliked being late. They had tried many times mm-hmm. to overcome the habit. We also found that they were procrastinators.
Mm-hmm.
They tended to procrastinate more in general. There are a lot of misperceptions about chronic lateness. Timely people think that chronically late people are doing it as a control, to control them, or that they don't value their time, or they like the attention that they get when they walk into the room. But one of the things we found in the study is that chronically late people really didn't like being late, and they tried very hard to be on time. We found that chronic lateness was very common in people with attention deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm.
We found that some people subconsciously enjoyed that last minute sprint to the finish line. They were what we call thrill seekers.
Uh-huh.
So the reasons for lateness were different for everybody, but it seemed that there were a combination of psychological and physiological issues.
Wow.
That caused chronic lateness.
And so that really goes deep, that it is physiological and psychological. And so for those people that are listening, and I say it to our listeners every single morning, Diana, I ask people to give themselves enough time to get there on time, enough time to slow down through those school zones, enough time. But how, like you said, you tried to start getting up a little bit earlier, but still found yourself being late. So we're talking to those people that are running late right now. How do you stop it?
Well, one thing we found is that chronically late people tend to remember that day 10 years ago when they made it to work in 7 minutes flat. And that becomes their standard.
Uh-huh.
And even though time after time after time it doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
they hold on to that. And we call that magical thinking. So one thing people need to do is what I call relearn to tell time. For a week or sometimes 2 weeks, you really want to sit down and track how long it took you to do everything in your daily life. So, for instance, jot down the times that you think it takes. So if you think it takes you 15 minutes to drive to work, write that down.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it takes half an hour to grocery shop, write that down. And then for a week, track how long it really takes. And one of the things you'll find is that most late people are off by about 30%.
Wow.
So really write down, really relearn to tell time. Write it down on a piece of paper or a post-it, put on your bathroom mirror so that you remember that it takes a lot longer than you think it does. Chronic late people are big underestimators of how long it takes to do things.
And you know what? I think, let me interrupt you right there, because I think that I'm one of those people I am probably, as you said that, and my husband has said this to me, I am an underestimator of time. What is that about?
Well, again, this goes back to magical thinking. Late people tend to have a very unrealistic view of time. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know if that's physiological or psychological because there are studies that show that certain parts of the brain are responsible for time management, and there is the prefrontal cortex can have some things to do with that, but they do tend to just underestimate time in general, and we don't mm-hmm. know if it's psychological or physiological. We mm-hmm. think it might be a combination of both.
And so I want to speak to those people, Diana, that are like myself. And when I saw your information and it came across our desk, I said, this is something we need to do. I am one of those people, and I'm sure a lot of moms can relate to this, that in the morning, I get up very early, but I am always finding things that need to be done. So for instance, I'm going to put a load of laundry in the washer before I leave, and I'm going to think that I have enough time to kind of fold the clothes that are left there. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to find something to do when I'm trying to get ready to get to work. And I think that is a real issue.
That's right. And you're what we call the producer. And the producers are people who, a lot of who they are is wrapped up in productivity. They're on the go. They get a lot done in a day. Their to-do lists mm-hmm. are longer than their arms. Mm-hmm. And they get kind of an ego boost from really just getting as much done in a day as possible. So what we recommend for those people is you really have to have a daily plan. And this kind of goes back to relearning to tell time. You need to write down on a piece of paper the things that you are going to do that day, but then write down how long it's going to take. Mm. And eliminate it. Don't add anything to that list. If it's not on the list, don't do it. So in other words...
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me stop you right there. Now, how are you going to not add something to your list, Diana? Those producers, I mean, that is going to be hard because I'm always adding to my list.
Right. And when I say don't add to your list, I don't mean that you can't add a new task during the day. But what you need to do is really write down, for instance, what you do in the morning mm-hmm. and how long it takes. So you need to actually write down, just do this once, write down, take a shower, mm-hmm. 20 minutes. Write down, put on makeup, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just really break it down into the essential components. And then keep that list in your bathroom, on your bathroom mirror in the morning, so that you know, I can see right by looking at my list, I'm not going to have time to fold the laundry because I've already taken 20 minutes mm. for my shower. I've already taken 15 minutes for my makeup. I've already taken mm-hmm. 15 minutes to straighten up my house. I don't have time. It's kind of a wake-up call that it puts it in writing and makes it more solid that you don't have time. If you have your schedule in writing, it really makes it real for you. One of the things we found is that late people tended to have these long to-do lists, but they didn't have time frames associated with those mm-hmm. to-do lists. Mm-hmm. So they were able to engage in magical thinking. They were able to believe that they could take a shower, go for a run, pick up the dry cleaning, get gas yep. in their car in half an hour.
Mm-hmm. And you call that magical thinking. That is so on point because you're talking about me. I think I'm a magical thinker. I think I can do all of these things. And then I'm not necessarily late, but I'm not as early as I'd like to be.
Right. And it's stressful. It's even people that aren't late actually get very stressed out because sometimes you drive faster than you should. You take more risks than you should. When you arrive, you're not calm and prepared. Mm-hmm. You're frenzied. And so it's really important to sit down just in the beginning of the process, really sit down and understand how long it really takes you to do things. Put it in writing, put it somewhere where you can see it so that you won't be so tempted. Mm-hmm. That's a huge temptation to do one last thing before you leave the house.
Hey, Diana, let me do this. Let's take a quick break here. We're talking about never being late again. 7 cures for the punctually challenged. You're on point, everybody. We're back after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
something. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your work day or your school day started, it's 8:15. And what are we talking about this morning? We're talking about how to get there on time. How to get there on time every time. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. If you didn't have a good night's sleep last night, then chances are you might be struggling to get there on time. But American Wholesale Mattress can help you with the best night's rest. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. Just ask for Kara or David, and they'll put you right on point on the right mattress and the right pillow. If you're just joining this morning, we're joined by Diana DeLonzer. She is the author of Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenged. Now, Diana has been on NPR. She's been on the BBC. She's been on the Today Show. She has helped Fortune 500 companies. She has helped governmental agencies. She has helped a lot of people to get this down. So now she's here on point to help us. Diana, before we went to the break, we were just talking about those issues of tardiness. And during the break, we were talking about the differences that men and women have when it comes to time and perception. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the things I found is that men and women are often late for different reasons. and they often have different attitudes about chronic lateness. For instance, women tend to be more of the producers, the people that are trying to fit too much into one day and that engage in magical thinking. They also tend to be deadliners, people that subconsciously enjoy that last minute sprint to the finish line that makes them feel alive and full of purpose. Men, on the other hand, often tend to fall into what I call the absent-minded professor. They might have a touch of ADD. They might have they might be distractible. Other men tend to be rebels. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that actually enjoy making people wait. Mm-hmm. They enjoy that control, and that makes them feel important, where women rarely fall into that category.
And so this is really interesting, Diana, because there are a lot of psychological aspects to this. A lot of people are doing these things really subconsciously. And then you've got those people that are just chronically late and will just boldly say, better late than never. How do we help those people?
Well, if you're a timely person and you're dealing with a late person, the first thing you should do is sit down and talk with them, and talk with them before you get angry and before you're about to tear your hair out. Just let them know that this bothers you and that it inconveniences you, and let them know that it is on your radar. You do know this, and you'd like them to be on time. The second thing you can do is set some guidelines. When the person is chronically late, you can agree that they will pay for the wine, or they will pay for dessert, mm-hmm. or that you'll wait 15 minutes and leave. So really set some guidelines. That way, if they agree to pay for dessert or wine, at least there will be something in it for you. It's very important for timely people to recognize that it has nothing to do with you. Don't take it personally. It's not that they don't value your time. It's that this pattern is a habit for them in every aspect of their lives. They miss planes for vacations. They miss weddings. They're late to surprise parties. Mm-hmm. So just really don't take it personally.
But, isn't that hard, though, when you are a person that respects time and your time is just as important as the next person's time, and you're going into a meeting and someone doesn't have the courtesy to say, listen, I'm running late, and you're there, you're 15 minutes in, and the person's not there. You know, it's hard not to take that personally, isn't it?
It is hard to not take it personally, but it really has nothing to do with you. This is something that permeates their entire life. It's not to say that it is inconsiderate, and it is something that you should address, but it's not really. There's not a lot you personally can do about it other than have a backup plan. I know that there are many companies where meetings start late. Mm-hmm. So bring something to do while you wait. You might want to talk to the human resource director and say, I've noticed that there's a culture of lateness within our company. We really need to focus on this. So there are things that you can do, but you can't actually change that person. It's mm-hmm. like saying, trying to get a person not to eat so much, or mm-hmm. if they're or not to drink alcohol so much. There's really little that you can do except to have some tools that'll make it that it's not so hard on you.
Absolutely. And so for those moms this morning that are in the carpool line trying to get their kids there, trying to get themselves there, and we say it every single morning to slow down, stay engaged, and get there on time. What is the key for those moms that are saying, you know, I've got to drag my kid out of the bed. He doesn't want to get out of the bed. Everything goes wrong in the morning. I can't find this, can't find that. You know, how do we help those families to get there on time?
Well, you really have to have a plan. A lot of times parents deal with it just as it arises. And I remember interviewing a mother once, and I said, how do you get your kids to school on time? And she said, I scream a lot. And I thought that was pretty funny, but it's probably something that a lot of moms can relate mm-hmm. to. So the first thing is you really need to sit down and have a powwow with the family and say, this is something that we really want to attack. We really want to focus on this. Create a chart so that you can track everyone's time. Put into place some routines and procedures that you can replicate day after day. For instance, at a certain time in the evening, that's the time all the kids gather their homework, gather their backpacks, put their shoes by the door, lay their clothes out, so that you're not doing all mm-hmm. of that at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And with smaller children, you can teach them to get ready to the song, to a song. So they know that when the song is over, they need to be dressed. Mm-hmm. In fact, the whole family can, you can put a CD on and let all the kids know, okay, when this CD is over, we have to be at the door. So something tangible that will help the kids be able to evaluate time better and to be prepared in the morning.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. Now let's talk to those people that are getting ready and they have an appointment. What is the protocol on how early you should be? Because a lot of people get there, the appointment is at 9 o'clock, they're there at 9 o'clock. What time should you get there?
Well, that's really true. I noticed that chronically late people tend to engage in what I call split-second timing. If they have to be at work at 9, they try to arrive right. on the stroke of 9, which rarely works out. So what I recommend is always planning to arrive 15 minutes early. Typically, if you plan for 15 minutes early, you'll actually get there right on time.
Wow.
So it gives you a little buffer time.
So if you plan to be 15 minutes early, you'll probably get there right on time.
Exactly. And the funny thing that I noticed is for chronically late people, it never occurs to them to arrive early. They always plan to arrive just exactly on the stroke of 9.
That's funny. That is so true. And, you know, I think a lot of people, Diana, can locate themselves here. But what it sounds like, though, the Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenge, it sounds like you got to create a plan and you got to do some work. We'll talk about that work that has to be done when we come back right after this. Stay on point, everybody. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength,
and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're having an incredibly wonderful conversation, and I have been talking to Diana DeLonzer. Her book is Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenged. And I was saying to you, Diana, during the break, and we have just been having great conversation on and off the air, that I am locating myself in a way that, you know, I get there on time, but I see that there is a lot of work that has to be done to get better. And you said we really underestimate our lateness, and women really have real issues with this.
That's right. You know, one of the things that I found is that many women have, I don't want to say a fear, but have really dislike downtime. They feel mm-hmm. guilty if mm-hmm. they're not filling every moment with productive activity, mm-hmm. which is one of the reasons why they run late, because they're trying to fill those days and trying to feel good about themselves because they got so much done.
Mm-hmm.
And often if a woman arrives somewhere early and is waiting and has 5 minutes to do nothing, she feels very guilty,
mm-hmm.
and she feels like, oh my God, I've got all this time, and I'm wasting time, and I'm not being productive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I tell my clients is that you need to welcome the wait. You need to start relaxing and realizing that not every single moment has to be filled. You can sit on the couch, enjoy the sun on your back, pick up the phone and call a friend, and just relax for a few minutes.
Let me stop you right there, Diana, because I think that is something, as you were saying that, I had to stop and I had to really receive that. And I think a lot of women that are listening to the conversation this morning have to stop right now and receive that, because I personally feel like the word wasting time and killing time, those are words I absolutely have total disdain for. I just want to be productive all the time. I don't even like the word wasting time, or I'm walking around killing time. And a lot of women who consider themselves multitaskers, and as you call in the book, producers, sort of feel that way. So I think people have to stop and really grab a hold of what you just said. And I think you should just say that again, that it's okay.
Well, you know, another way to underscore this, I was thinking about it one day and thinking about how I'm constantly on the run, doing this, mm-hmm. doing that, filling up my schedule. And I started thinking about, one day I realized I'm exhausted. And I started thinking about what I do on vacation. I walk around. I enjoy the sun. Mm-hmm. I look at things. I look at the trees. I look at buildings. And I started thinking, how nice would it be to take a little bit of vacation time in every part of, in every day?
Wow.
Just have 10 or 15 minutes a couple times a day where you just hang out and you go to a coffee shop, you talk to the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're supposed to go to the dentist or the doctor, go a couple minutes early, read a trashy magazine if you want,
mm-hmm.
and talk to the person who's waiting next to you, and really just kind of slow down. And it is ironic that when you slow down, you'll actually get places more on time because you'll be less likely to try to squeeze so much into your schedule.
Absolutely. So, Diana, for those people who are chronic late people, what are some keys that they can start to use today? Just a few basic things that they can do if they really, really want to change this behavior and they want to be people that are more punctual. Where do we start? We know we start with a plan, but then after the plan, then what?
Well, the first thing I tell people to do is to rule out physiological conditions. So you might have attention deficit disorder. If you think that you know, you can look at the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you have ADD, then get yourself checked out. Number two, start paying attention to when you're late. What went wrong? And really think about it and think about, okay, I did this. This is what I need not to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we talked about this, relearn to tell time,
mm-hmm.
Third, relearn to tell time, write down, start tracking how long it actually takes you to do things, write it down on a piece of paper, put it somewhere where you can see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, we talked about this too, stop your split second timing. Recognize that you need to give yourself 15 minutes extra, and that way you'll actually get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
Number five,
mm-hmm.
enjoy the wait. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Start putting some downtime in. Just schedule in some downtime a couple times during your day.
Mm-hmm.
Have a plan. You can have a to-do list. It can be long, but put time estimates next to each item,
mm-hmm.
so that you really will stop engaging in magical thinking. You'll have a more realistic version of what it takes to get somewhere on time. The last thing is most chronically late people don't think it makes sense to do anything until you absolutely have to. So they also run their gas or their cars on empty.
Mm.
They go to the ATM when they're down to their last dollar. They buy nylons only when their last pair has a run in them. So start doing things early. And it's a fun experience. You'll find that it feels strange, but it feels great to fill your gas tank up when you've already got a half a tank of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And to go to ATM when you already have $60 left in your wallet.
Wow. Don't you think though, Diana, this is a mindset?
It really is a mindset. It's a mindset of slowing down, not putting so much on your list. It's a mindset of enjoying downtime, enjoying just a perhaps a slower pace,
mm-hmm.
and of not feeling every moment, not feeling guilty,
mm-hmm.
about whether how productive you are in a day. I mean, at the end of life, what's important is not how many little things you accomplish in a day, but did you take the kids to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you have a picnic with your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you get mired in trying to fit in so many things into your day?
Absolutely. And so when people read the book, Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenged, what's the most thought-provoking thing that you hope that especially those chronically late people will take away from this book?
Well, I think that what's important to understand is that chronic lateness can affect so many areas of your life. It affects how people perceive you. People that at work probably perceive you as a flake or someone who doesn't have their act together. It affects your relationships. I know so many husbands and wives that fight over chronic lateness. I know it certainly affected my marriage. And it affects the way you feel about yourself. You feel as though you just don't feel like you're a together person. You're always feeling bad, and you're making up excuses. You're lying to people all the time about why you were late. And so I think it's important to understand that chronic lateness affects so many areas of your life, and it's a symptom of a greater problem. So when you look at chronic lateness, you don't look at, I just need to set my clock 10 minutes ahead. You need to look at your entire lifestyle. Am I rushing around like a crazy person every day? Am I focusing on the right things in life? You know, what's causing me to be chronically late?
Absolutely. Diana, this has been an incredibly informative conversation. And I know personally, I am going to take away some great things for this conversation. We want to thank you so much for spending the earliest part of your morning in San Francisco, California with us right here on the official OPT Network. The book is called Never Be Late Again, 7 Cures for the Punctually Challenged. Diana, before we got to let you go, what's the website?
It's Never Be Late Again, www.neverbelateagain.com. And for you timely people, you can actually go on there and send an anonymous lateness citation to any of the late people in your life.
I love it. Diana, we'd love to have you back when the next book comes out. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a time out, but we're back right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neckites, neckites. Fish, fish, neckites, neckites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you fish.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neckites, neckites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started, it's 8:42. Well, hopefully you're not just getting started. You're well on your way. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union dedicated to excellence, also the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Of Oyles Parish, and Davis One Stop. That's Thesha Davis, Hollywood, and their entire team in Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining the show, I don't know about you, but I really, through the conversation, really took a pause and had to look at myself and look at the things that I do in the morning. And every single morning we do, we try to remind you to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. But little did I know that there is a dynamic that goes into making sure that you get there on time or giving yourself enough time. And I know for me, as I was sitting here talking to Diana, she is the author of Diana DeLonzor is her name. It's DeLonzor. Her book, Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenged. And I am one of those people that will get there on time, but when I get there, I don't feel necessarily relaxed. I feel a little bit uptight because maybe I haven't just given myself a little bit more time. And so I walk away with maybe I need to create, no maybe to it, I need to create a plan for my mornings. I never really look at how long it takes me to curl my hair, take a bath, put makeup on. You know, did I choose what I was going to wear last night, or am I just thinking about it as I'm going? You know, even down to the shoes that you're going to wear and the jacket, you know, all of those things that seem so innocuous, so small, really in the morning, if you're not running on time, they become big things. And then if you're one of those people that has various different sizes in your closet, like, you need to really know what fits and what's going to look good. And so if we make those plans at night and try those things on at night, we won't have those, what I like to call, wardrobe malfunctions, where you just put that on and it's just not right. You know, and then you have to start over. And then if your clothes are not laundered, or if they are laundered and you just have so many clothes, like most of us, they're all smashed together, so that means you got to iron. So all kind of things can happen in the morning, not to mention those are your things. What about what's happening with your kids? Fitting in enough time if they're going to eat breakfast or if you're going to stop for breakfast. And these are all things that we are having to deal with as moms. And she talked about women feeling really badly about themselves for being late. And so this is why we wanted to have this conversation. When we read the article that said that an estimated 15 to 20% of the U.S. population has trouble getting where they're going on time, that's a lot of people. And then they talked about businesses losing billions, $3 billion every year in the loss of productivity. So hopefully this will help you. I know it's helped me to not be magical about time, and I am guilty. I just am not a good predictor of time and the time that I need. I'm either way up or way down on the time. And so it's about creating a plan. And we hope that this morning's conversation has certainly given you pause for thought, as it has for us. Again, the book is Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenged. And you know, there are certain people that will make jokes about people that are late all the time. You know, and you don't want to be the butt of those jokes, you know, and you don't want to make people think that you don't respect their time. And more than that, we want to teach our kids to be on time when time is involved. And that's one of the things that Deuce Christmas really has down pat. In fact, as I was talking about kids and athletics, you know, every game that he has, they ask the kids to be before time. They ask them to be way before time. And so he'll look at the clock and he'll say, "Mother or Dad, we need to go so we won't be late." And so this is a habit that we need to teach our kids as well, to be punctual, to be respectful of others' times. And so that's why we wanted to have this conversation. And I believe that it's one of those conversations that's really going to encourage us all and enlighten us to get better and to do better. And the old adage is what? Well, when you know better, then you do better. And I am going to stop being such a producer in the morning. I don't have to have everything perfectly aligned before I leave out the door. And one of the things that also sparked our curiosity about Diana and her work was she talked about in the book taking time for yourself. And I was talking to a friend on yesterday, and she said, "Don't you watch Oprah's Super Soul Sunday?" I mean, no, she was asking me Oprah's Next Chapter, because I was telling her that Dr. Robin, as I want to tell you, Dr. Robin Smith, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago, is going to be on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday this Sunday, talking about her book, Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. And I said to this friend, "No, I don't ever really have time to watch a lot of television, because once I get enmeshed in television, it takes me away from other things that I need to do, like reading these books and all of these things that come across our desk that we want to do." And as Diana was saying that, I thought about the conversation yesterday, DC, that Gene and I were having about that. And you got to give yourself a break. And we as women are so busy producing and multitasking and wanting to feel productive that we're not giving ourselves a break. And about 3 weeks ago, I just took a break, not the whole day, but I took a couple of hours to go and have a facial and a massage. And it took me a little bit of time to come out of the guilt that I felt about doing that. But you know what I got from this conversation? The more we do it, the more we just stop and love the things around us and start to take in things that are just for ourselves, the better parents, the better spouses, the better people we're going to be. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
some. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonaldsville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunky, Louisiana. You can phone them at 318-346-2540, or if you're in Opelousas, you can reach Sylvia's team at 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Well, as we're switching gears just a little bit, it's Thursday already. Today is March 7th, and you know what? We're at the end almost of our work week, and Friday, yes, Friday, we want you to stay tuned. We want you to join us for Real Women, Real Talk. The conversation just goes where it goes. And every Friday, Real Women, Real Talk never ceases to amaze us. And you know what? We get a group of wonderful women. And it is a show that our producer has put together that is just absolutely therapeutic. And it's just absolutely real. And so what the concept of the conversation is that there is no real concept. We just allow the conversation to do what it does. And so what we do is we invite the women in for Real Women, Real Talk, and we don't tell them what we're talking about. The producer sets up the whole group, and he's got a list of women that he really works at. How do you come up with that, Mr. Christmas?
It's just a group of women that really do really well. They like to come in and it's really just centered around a conversation that pretty much just takes off and goes where it goes. The thing I try to do is not produce it. That's the producing. It's just not
the producing.
You just take the women and put them in, and basically we just love the women, because everybody who comes just appreciates it and understands what we do. Sometimes we call people at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're real good sports about it. And the women that we have coming now are just really really good sports, and they're really really good talkers, and they really enjoy conversating. And all of them are saying the same thing. It seems to be really really therapeutic. You get the opportunity to express yourself, your opinion about different topics and things of that nature. And, you know, we pretty much invite anybody. I mean, we like the people that we're having now are just people that I'm coming in contact with over the days that we're just out. And I'm just saying, hey, I'd like to put you on a list. I've called a few people. But if you would like to be part of it, you know, you could absolutely call our offices or go to the website,
onpointcxmas.com or call our office at 445-5658 and just become a part of it. Because we try to let you know ahead of time. So it seems to be really, really, it's taking off real well. We like it. We like the Friday show. And we're going to just kind of continue to do it and see where it goes.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you say you produce it. The key is not producing it. But I think what has been incredible, and I know that you put a lot of thought into the women on the list and also the women that you encounter, but it is amazing to me how you can bring a room full of women together who have in many cases have never met.
Absolutely. Most of the women don't know each other, and you just put them in and let them conversate and they just go.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a gelling. And what it is part of what we do at the OPT Network is it's a connections network. It is about connecting people, thoughts, ideas, ideologies. It's all about the connection. And this has been a remarkable forum and is proving to be an incredible forum where women are coming together and just doing that.
Absolutely.
And so, again, give people the information.
Well, I mean, they can come and they can go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com, or call our office at 445-5658. You know, there's no criteria, really. Anybody qualifies.
There is one criteria. You got to be real.
Yeah, you just got to keep it real. I mean, that's the name. I mean, real talk. Yeah, you got to keep it real.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, so we're not really inviting any actresses or actors to come in and you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, just come in and say what you want to say about whatever it is we're talking about for that day.
Absolutely.
You know, and we've had some real superstars come in.
Yeah, we have.
We've got some superstars on that microphone.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it takes everybody. It takes everybody, and you know, so I can't just think of everybody to say, hey, this person would be a good, because I don't know who's going to be good and who's not going to be good.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you think you'll be good and you want to do it, just holler at us, man. We're open to it.
Absolutely, and I think everybody is good in their own way, and everybody has had an incredible, incredible supply.
Absolutely.
And so we're super excited about Real Women, Real Talk. We invite you to join us not only on Fridays, but Monday through Friday. And we thank you so much for always spending the very best part of your mornings with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be your authentic self. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday, and we'll see you right back here on Friday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday